Earth and Sky.
In early 2008, seagoing scientists probed the seabed of the Southern Ocean near Antarctica and unveiled a diverse and mysterious animal community.
Marine scientist Martin Riddle led the voyage of the research ship Aurora Australis. He told Earth Sky there were times that a hushed awe fell over the crew as they saw things that had never been seen before.
Video feeds hooked up to underwater cameras broadcast some unexpectedly huge creatures, among them sea spiders, worms, and sponges. Sea spiders, for example, are normally measured in centimeters or inches.
But in the Southern Ocean, they can grow 10 times their normal length. Riddle spoke to us from his office in Australia. We asked him, why so big?
I'm afraid I don't have a definitive answer. I've got a few ideas. Lobsters and crabs, that whole groups, are just not present in the Antarctic. And one possibility is that many of these other groups have taken over the niche that is left vacant. So they've become the large, wide-ranging scavenger.
The crew also found fields of animals that looked like blown glass tulips, almost translucent. They're thought to be early colonizers of areas that have been swept clean by icebergs. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.